From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Dutson.
And I'm Adia White with your headlines for Tuesday, May 10th.
The Paradise Irrigation District announced yesterday that it has reached a settlement with the PG&E Fire Victims Trust for over $189 million in damages caused by the 2018 campfire. District Manager Tom Lando says the funds help support the irrigation district's operations after the fire when thousands of water system connections were lost.
So with the revenue going down, we went from 10,500 connections to 1,500 post-fire. We had to figure out how to remain viable. The settlement does allow us then to actually be viable indefinitely.
However, the district won't be seeing the entire $189 million claim, as the trust says it is currently only paying 45% of its claims. Lando says they were told to expect possible increases in that payment in the future. In addition to funding the operation of the district, the settlement funds will also help with repair efforts, including the rebuilding of Reservoir B, which is used for drought relief.
California's largest agricultural export is almonds, but much of that crop is sitting in warehouses across the state. Cap Radio's Rich Ibera reports the bottleneck is shipping containers, going back empty to foreign ports instead of being loaded with American goods.
California produces 80% of the world's almond supply. 70% is exported. But shipping companies have found it more profitable to bring back empty containers than fill them. Manteca almond grower and shipper Dave Fippen exports 90% of his crop, but he says he's been unable to ship and has had to build extra warehouses for storage, with growers statewide looking at hundreds of millions of pounds on hand.
It could be 800 or even a billion pounds. That's a significant portion of last year's crop. That starts to ring the alarm bells in the growers' ears and in the shippers' ears.
Fippen says until the almonds get to the buyers, growers aren't paid. He hopes the Ocean Shipping Reform Act now in Congress will force companies to take American exports if they want to bring goods into this country. Rich Ibera, Cap Radio News.
California counties are praising Monday's announcement from the Biden administration that it's partnering with 20 internet companies to lower the cost of high-speed internet plans for low-income people. The California State Association of Counties has been advocating for more money to close the digital divide. Jeff Neal is with the association.
I think we'll need to continue monitoring this just to make sure that the companies make it as easy as possible for qualifying customers to sign up for the discounted plan and not try and upsell people who call for the plan into more expensive plans. But this is really good news from the Biden administration.
Money for the Affordable Connectivity Program comes from the $1 trillion infrastructure package passed by Congress last year. It includes funding that provides $30 a month subsidies on internet service for millions of lower-income households. People can determine their eligibility and sign up for the program at getinternet.gov.
The nation's largest student-run powwow was held at Stanford University over the weekend. It's the first time that's happened since the pandemic hit. For the California Report, KQED's Annalise Finney reports the theme was intergenerational resilience.
Mahone Walsh is sitting at a long line of booths outside the powwow arena, and he's speaking in Dinebiza, the Navajo language.
The elders are our cultural libraries, and, you know, a lot of our language speakers were lost during the pandemic.
Native Americans have faced higher death rates from COVID-19 than any other racial group. Over the last 2 years, a lot of powwows, like most cultural events, were canceled. Some tribes found other ways to connect. Grace Carter is a sophomore at Stanford and co-chair of the powwow.
So I'm Cherokee, the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma, and they started doing these video series where you would go online and then they just talk about kind of like a State of the Union address of like what's going on in Cherokee Nation.
She says she was proud of her community's ability to adapt, but she missed powwows and the chance to come together and share cultural traditions like language, dance, and food. Here, fresh fry bread sizzles in pans of cooking oil, served up with maple sugar and strawberries, or taco style with bison meat. Just across the stand of eucalyptus trees, dancers in full regalia perform in the arena, dust rising around their feet.
I always think is so amazing about the Native American community is that everyone treats each other like family. And so when you come out, it really is just like a celebration. It's like a huge family gathering. It's so fun.
And even with the stress of running an event like this, Carter says it's all worth it. For the California Report, I'm Annalise Finney in Palo Alto.
Some Bay Area counties are in the midst of an increase in COVID cases. How long will it last? Well, experts say it depends. KQED's Vanessa Roncagno has more.
Four Bay Area counties entered the CDC's yellow tier last week. San Francisco, San Mateo, Santa Clara, and Marin counties are now considered medium transmission risk areas. Matt Willis is the public health officer for Marin County, which is facing its third largest surge in cases since the beginning of the pandemic.
We're just at the beginning of this, so we're probably looking at, you know, a good few weeks of ongoing risk.
He recommends masking indoors, especially if you're high risk, and asking your doctor about antiviral treatment if you test positive.
If all things go well, this may blow off by the end of May, June, and we'll have a decent summer and a good end of spring.
Peter Chin Hong is an infectious disease specialist at UCSF. He says some Omicron variants brewing in South Africa could derail things.
It may mean that we'll have a protracted and prolonged number of cases. I hope not.
Long term, he says, we need a new vaccine booster that better protects against newer variants. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Roncagno.
According to the CDC, all counties in the North State remain in the green tier and have low transmission risk.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, May 10th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions.
You can also read a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Stutzen.
And I'm Adia White.